Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, we are discussing What If Season 1, Episode 5, What If Zombies? All that and more of the set we have no control over.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
And I'm Jeff Randall.
And in our hanging out with us today is Ashley Coffin.
Because Mistress of the Dark. You have called forth upon me to talk about zombies.
You have summoned me for a horror discussion.
You tricked me. I said it was zombies and it was a cartoon. But I'm here.
I think that's like the entire context of the text that you keep sending me whenever you're watching these. You're like, this show is so cool, but fuck, it's a cartoon. Why is it gonna be a cartoon?
And if I'm like, it was everybody,
I mean, because yeah. Otherwise you couldn't do things like this.
Well, and the truth is we just wouldn't get it otherwise.
I know
budgets, that's why. But like, yeah. I love that we're getting it. Like, how crazy is it that we got this story? Like, it's nuts. And like, we talked about last week how Doctor Strange's episode, full spoiler alert, everybody, was not for kids, like very much not for kids. Like it's about his grief and it's like, it's so sad at the end. The world ends at the end, like the universe
ends. It
was
messed up.
It was real messed up.
She died just as many times as he did with like Dormammu. Like you felt it.
Exactly. So good.
Christine, I've come to bargain.
Yeah. Oh, and I think it says something like that, like, I forget what the line is, but I think it's like, Ancient One says something about you can't bargain with death, or you can't bargain with this, or something like that, which I was like, oh yeah. Anyway.
Heavy.
We talked about how that was not that way, that was not for kids. Although the first few episodes kind of felt like they could have been, this is even further. The first scene we get, they're like, they have that horrible, like, thing where like the one of the Black Warders like reaching out of the mist as like the zombies are eating, the zombie Avengers are eating the Black Order. Like,
ugh. It's great. Classic horror.
Classic horror.
It's a classic zombie movie in a lot of ways. The way they structure it where, you know, the zombies have taken over, the little train job they have to pull at the beginning where they're like trying to get on the train to go to a mission to get to the cure. That is so much like every zombie movie ever.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Train to Busan, World War Z, like a lot of the most recent ones.
Yep. Yeah. Like, we got to get this thing done. We have to get the chariot moving, hold off all the zombies, or distract all the zombies.
Right.
And then there's always somebody that's like, I'll save you guys. Go on without me. Always. Like, I'll sacrifice myself.
Yep.
And it's usually the person bit.
Yep.
And then one more.
there's always that, like, little sneaky extra one.
Because you hope that plan's going to work, and you're like, oh, crap. Who's next?
Yeah.
Damn.
Who's next?
Damn. And I like that we got Cap with, you know, his trudginess. Although, I don't know, I'm a little bit disappointed that there wasn't more sadness from Sharon and from Bucky with having to fight Cap.
Didn't he eat Sharon immediately?
He did.
Well, she was screaming.
I feel like she probably couldn't fight him. Like, imagine him coming at her, and she was like, no, it's Uncle Steve, no.
Not Uncle! No!
I felt real weird about that scene, because we know all the, like, the romance and the joking about him being her uncle, which we're hoping isn't true.
Yeah, but the romance is right.
Like, the romance, but then he's, like, eating her. Whatever you want to say about that. And then Bucky walks in and says, I think you've had enough, Cap. And I was like, oh, that is so weird.
Bucky had no remorse through most of this. He really didn't. He was like, I feel like I should feel bad, but I don't. I was like, yes, Bucky, yes.
That was funny, though, because like, that's him and Falcon being super quippy, and they hadn't had their... You know, six episode long, or was it eight?
It was only six. Ugh, right?
Was it? Yeah, I think it was six.
That was
Jeez. It felt like it was so much longer.
It did.
Hey, that's what.
Oh, for two.
I don't know.
I'm keeping track of the dick jokes.
And the line that killed me was, I guess this is the end of the line. Like, I was like, oh, come on.
And he just said it so laissez-faire.
Yeah.
He was just like, guess this is the end of the line, but that's for the kids. That, like, I roll my eyes and I'm like, okay, this is supposed to be a kid's show. Like, that's Paul Rudd is a floating head.
Yeah, that was weird.
It's kind of funny.
A la Mars Attacks.
Or like Futurama. Yeah, it's real strange.
Yeah, it felt very Futurama.
Another cartoon I didn't watch, so I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Definitely a cartoon for mostly adults.
Well, it's Star Trek Day, and there's a bunch of Star Trek. And there's an episode of Futurama where a collector, like a Star Trek collector, has collected all of the heads of the original series Star Trek cast, and they all are alive and talking in their little jars that look very similar to Paul Rudd in this one. So that's happy Star funny. Trek Day, everybody.
Happy Star Trek Day. Via Futurama.
Is that all you say, or do you guys have like a nanu nanu or like a...
I mean, I was at Dragon Con all week, and we were walking around, and like literally, like you see Star Trek people, and you literally are doing the live long and prosper, like holding up the hand.
Live long and prosper, that's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
Live long and prosper, that's it.
Yeah. I was thinking like, you know, may the Q be with you or something like that.
Yeah. May the Q be with you. Q bless you. When someone sneezes, that's what we say, yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. So zombies, right?
Yeah. Zombies.
Circling back on zombies. Oh, man. So that quantum virus, right?
Why is everything Hank Pym's fault?
Right? Why is Hank Pym killing the Avengers in two different episodes of this What If series?
That's the easiest way to be like, we don't know what the hell happens in there. Just, yeah, they're quantum zombies. Boom.
Quambies,
no one's going to ask any questions.
Yeah.
Because there are no answers.
There are no answers.
We don't have that movie yet.
And, like, it's always better when there's not answers to the zombie viruses, you know, like...
Yeah, I've always felt it's too... like, they tried to make it too real whenever they're like, oh, yeah, it's based on... Or what was it in I Am Evil Legend? It was, like, based on the measles.
Oh, yeah.
It was, like, a cure for the measles or something. Like, what? Like, what? No. I Am Legend was, like, zombie vampires? Because they... burned in sunlight.
Yeah, right. I only watched that movie once for canine reasons.
It was a real sad part.
Don't watch I Am Legend if you don't like things happening to dogs. I feel like we have to PSA that stuff now.
Yeah.
Well. No, we legit got feedback about that.
So I really liked this episode a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as a zombie fan, we talked about it a little off cast. As a zombie fan, I have to say there are... These are not traditional zombies. They're doing their own thing with it. These zombies are apparently smart enough to use their powers, which, like, they've gotta be. I understand why they would make that choice. Cause, like, why would you even have it in the Marvel universe if they're not gonna be able to use their powers? And zombie Scarlet Witch is, like, the thing I didn't know I needed.
We are gonna get to that, because that was my favorite part. But there is a whole, like, George Romero did do Land of the Dead, and in that the zombies slowly started to, like, figure stuff out, like, I used to know how to use a door. So one figured it out, and he's like, everybody else, look, this is how you open a door. And he taught them.
And then it
went up to using a gun, and then they, like, all smartened up and, like, came after this facility. I think it's Land of the Dead. I'm pretty sure.
I've seen Land of the Dead, and I don't remember that. But yeah, that's interesting. Because I think of Romero as, like, the originator. He is the originator of this kind of
zombie.
And
there's always different, like, strains throughout his thing. I do remember that one. But them being able to, like Hawkeye using his arrows, like, it's a bit much.
It's got precedent, though. In the comics, it was like that.
Sure.
In the Marvel Zombies run, which there have been, like, five iterations
Didn't
of.
Didn't the Hulk get zombified in that?
Yeah. He was definitely a zombie in the first run, because he, like, they went to the cosmos and then came back during the second one. I remember him eating Magneto in the second one, like, or, like, they all ate Magneto or whatever, and, like, he had, like, a whole leg in his stomach when he was the Hulk, but then he shrank back down to, like, zombie Banner, and so his leg, or his stomach, was, like, exploding with a whole human leg in it. It was pretty gnarly.
I'm very
But they could use
now.
Their powers, and the reason, like, the thing that made it all bad for them was that Quicksilver got zombified.
Mm.
Ooh.
And so
that
he was just like,
problem.
No. Just everywhere.
Well, that's why, like, when they had the tiny, was it Ant-Man at that point? It was Scott. Just bite. He bit Cap immediately.
It was Hank Pym, right?
It could have been either
one. Doesn't matter.
They both got it.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
A shrinky person.
Just flying around being like.
Whichever version of Ant-Man was just like, numb. And you can't see it coming.
That's a problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's why I assumed it was Hank Pym that killed the Avengers again. But yeah, you're right. It might have been.
I mean, technically.
Him that they could have solved it. But yeah, he didn't. Either way, he's the root of the problem.
He was like our patient zero.
Yeah.
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 Oh, God. How bad was it when Hank saw Janet, she turns around, takes off the mask, and is just like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Why?
For those of you who are not horror fans and don't like zombie stuff, I can't imagine how, like, you will receive this episode, because this one's dark. So dark.
It is. It's as dark as the comics were, and the comics messed me up. Like, yeah. I read them, and I was like, I can't go to sleep ever again. Like, it ruined me for a little bit.
And they just really leaned into the style of these horror or the zombie movies and, like, took all the lessons from a good zombie movie. They had the hopeful moments. They had the hopeful characters.
They had the hope character.
Yeah, literally Hope and Peter, who are, like, driving you through the story because you have this, like, sense of something's going to happen. And Spider-Man had that wonderful, like, if you don't smile for those that are left behind, you know what I mean? Like, that's it's very much a Peter thing to say.
Your name is Hope.
Yeah, that's got to be worth something, right? No, it's not.
Smile for me, Peter.
Oh.
It was really good.
Well, then the Vision of it all. My goodness.
That's I love that Vision was the, like...
Java! Oh,
I love
like
that Vision...
up in there.
Vision was like
it was
the mad scientist. Mm-hmm. Vision got to be that mad scientist in the zombie movie where he's like, I'm just trying to feed my dead wife.
Oh, God. But add in there, you also don't have emotions about what you're doing. Like, you don't understand. You're just like, but I have to feed her. She's hungry.
Yeah.
Exactly. The crazy scientist.
I don't understand what you guys are so upset about.
And he was saying, like, you know, regardless of what I've done, there is logic in it. Like, he said, there's logic in it. Like, ooh, Vision, not sure, bud. What I just thought about this, though, the Camp Lehigh of it all. That area where no zombies were able to get in was Vision's version of the Hex.
Right, exactly.
Nobody could get in because of him and the Mind Stone keeping everybody out unless he let them in.
Yeah.
So that really wasn't penance, then. He probably shouldn't have done that if he wanted them to get out of there.
Yeah, it was weird that he killed himself the way he did. Like, penance would have been to, like, fight the zombies off or help
and
them.
And then do it and be like, bing, here you go.
Yeah, that's just, I don't know. That's just self-destruction. I didn't like that at all.
Didn't get it.
Yeah, like, be fighting the zombies, be covered in zombies, and then be like, oh, I guess I'm not going to make it out of this. Here you go.
Yeah.
Like, toss it as you pull it out.
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was pretty great that they had it at an airport in the end. I know it was Camp Lehigh, but, like, it was the airport fight, you know? It was like,
it felt like the airport fight.
Yeah, it was nice.
And then Wanda. Oh, Wanda.
Oh, Wanda.
Zombie goddess. She was.
Is it weird to be attracted to a zombie?
Yep.
Not that one.
I'm getting mixed reviews here.
Zack Snyder kind of did that with his new movie. He made them somewhat smart.
Oh, yeah, I haven't seen that
and
yet.
There was one that was just like her. It almost looked like her, only that one was in like a Conan of the Barbarian kind of outfit. But they had the same red hair. But yeah, she was fantastic. I really liked every part of that.
Yep.
It was badass, for sure.
And when, like...
Her fighting Hulk? Ugh.
All of it. Like, her fighting any of them. Like, her... Bucky turning, like, Bucky's got the shield, he's got his gun, he's firing him, like, that's not gonna do
obviously
jack shit against her. Like, you're screwed, bud. Like, best you can do is hold her off for about a half second.
Yeah, getting to see a zombie Scarlet Witch fight a Hulk was just, I never thought I'd get to see that in my life. No. That's so
I was like,
much
fun. Oh my God. Right? We're going to see it. We're going to see it. I was like, come back.
I know. Go back. Go back.
Circle around real quick. Just watch it happen.
Yeah.
Well, even the little continuity with that, with him changing just a little bit because her bite wouldn't be able to break it. We saw only the wolf, what Fendral, like that kind of bite broke the Hulk's skin. Nothing else before. So her little wasn't going to do it. But, and then he went full Hulk and I'm like, yes, this is awesome.
Yes.
She was doing a pretty good job.
Yeah. Yeah. He was doing all right. You know, he had that like mountain of zombies on top of him. Just like, bah! Oh my God. That's the thing that is always just so terrifying, frightening about zombie stories is there's so many people out in that world out there. Outside my window, the world outside my window has now become terrifying.
Yeah.
There's so many people out there and they all suck because they can't get away from the zombies. So I have to deal with all of them not being able to get away from zombies and becoming zombies. Like, come on, step it up.
Damn. Now there's superhero zombies. What are we going to do?
Yeah, we're screwed.
And it said that. It said like the Eastern Seaboard fell and then this is how what really brought the world down. And then it showed the Avengers getting taken. It's like, oof.
It would have happened faster had Quicksilver not been shot in Sokovia.
True, true.
Because he's quick. What about a Thor?
He was getting beat up by Thanos.
That's right.
Because we didn't get to the end.
Yeah, this came from the...
Infinity War, yeah.
We didn't see him get picked up by the Guardians.
Right.
Right, so that they never came to Earth yet, anyway.
That's the Marvel Zombies Part 2.
Right.
Is when Thor shows up in Wakanda. Bring me Thanos! And Thanos is like... Rrr!
You get a flashback of how Hulk escaped Scarlet Witch. Like, I want all of that. And like...
Oh, God, yes.
I need a 2. Even Ken was that's it? I was like, I guess.
Yeah. they tell these stories in such efficient fashion. And like... the one thing that's weird about this, and I liked it, but it's strange. The humor in it.
Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. The humor in it is super weird for the tone of the thing. So people are dying left and right, and like Happy's going blam, blam, blam. You know, like.
For the kids.
For kids.
They have to. I appreciate that they even did this story, because this is for the adults, but they have to put the blam, blam, blams in there for the 13 and unders.
Well,
whatever. Is it PG-13? I don't know. How old are kids when I watch this?
How old are kids?
I don't know.
How old are kids? Like,
but like I have to say, like, they did a thing here that was like way more brutal than Marvel has ever done, specifically around Happy. Is when he got shot through the shoulder with Hawkeye's arrow,
mm-hmm.
It punched through and then like it
pulled
grappling him. Hooked him.
They scorpioned him. Yeah,
yeah, he scorpioned him. But it, like, you saw the arrow go all the way through his shoulder.
Yeah,
and then and like lock in. That's not a thing they've done. It was
and
like,
he was like, uh-oh.
This is the goriest episode we've ever had of anything Marvel. I mean, it's really really gory.
The last one was pretty bad too. Like her dying over and over again.
The last one was very macabre, but like this one is gory.
Yeah, they didn't show the like what killed her in the car crash. Like, did her head get severed? Did she get impaled? Like, I don't know. Did she just get peppered with a bunch of glass?
In this one, we see lots of heads getting severed and shoulders getting stabbed through and just craziness.
Okoye, I was so upset.
Right?
Yeah, right?
My Wakanda king, forever. Wakanda forever. Oh man, getting Chadwick saying his line about, you know,
death is not
in
the
my
end.
Culture, death is not the end. After having passed, like that's so crazy that we got that that moment in this.
No, they've been crying.
And Waterfall Angel saying hope exploding in Sharon, and
I got Sharon all
over
me. Yeah,
that was very much like there's a scene in True Blood where somebody does that, and
Matrix.
I was like, do it. They did it in The Matrix too. They do it a lot, but
it
we've
happens.
All wanted to see it since the Thanos ass meme. We've all wanted to see
it. Oh shit!
And now
that
we
was
just kind of got to see it.
Yep, you're right.
It's our Thanos ass meme. Oh my God! I just had it. I just had the best thought.
Uh-oh.
I just had another best thought, I guess. When we get part two. When we get Marvel Zombies 2, Scott Lang's head on the Hulkbuster. Integrated into the Hulkbuster.
Like a MODOK kind of thing?
Yeah, like a MODOK kind of thing.
But with Ant-Man powers...
But with Ant-Man.
So he shrinks down, and that's how they take out Zombie Thanos. Is he learned from Hope's example.
Okay.
The woman who trained him taught him to go inside of a person and expand if that's the last case scenario, worst case scenario.
Well, he wasn't there to see that one.
Well, no, but she still trained him, is my point.
Yeah, she still trained him. But like, Peter's going to tell him about it, and he's going to be like, Hope, that's gross. It's my only solution. It's the only way to beat Thanos.
The only solution is Hulkbuster.
Hulkbuster that booty hole.
It's probably, you know, he probably does a lot of squats. Like getting in the, anyway.
Oh, God.
Probably pretty strong glutes.
He'd have to go subatomic to get in there. What a turn.
I'm about to go subatomic on that ass.
Exactly.
Other weird comedy lines, like the don't cry, you'll fog up your jar. Like, it just felt so weird. And the other thing that I absolutely loved, and it adds to the hopeful character of Peter, like the orientation video that he's apparently made.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Cap. Like, he's the one to do that, obviously.
For sure.
But also, he's the one to know all of that. Like, it played perfectly into that, like, that pop culture referencing kid that we know of, you know, like, have you ever seen this really old movie Aliens? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait, this is Zombies. Have you ever seen that really old movie Dawn of the Dead?
Well, it's also very much like the opening to Zombieland when the young character is describing the rules. Oh, my God,
yes.
Like, he's the young character describing the rules, and it's great. And another one they really, I felt like we're referencing with Banner waking up and wandering out into the streets was 28 Days Later. Like, that felt so much like 28 Days Later. There's just a lot of really great moments that are like direct references to other zombie media. And it's just a real love letter to zombie stuff.
Asked us a question about that, but I kind of feel like we did that in the beginning, like what kind of zombies they are, like the George Romero meets the I Am Legend.
George Romero with, I mean, they're just their own thing, I guess, but they're George Romero, but they have enough skill to continue to use their powers. Yeah,
in comics, they continue to be able to use their powers. If somebody had a power that is like intrinsic to their being, they can use it. And if it's technology, they usually can figure it out over time. But there's another thing in comics that is that's kind of interesting, is that if they don't eat for long enough, and this was discovered because of Black Panther, actually, of all people, if they don't eat for long enough, they lose the hunger and become sentient and cognizant again and don't need to eat people.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm interested to see what they'll do. And that's also interesting because you're talking about them becoming sentient and cognizant again. It's the Mind Stone that was able to solve it a little bit in this, at least, like, that's the plan. And I got another great death moment. I don't think I can lose another friend today, Peter says.
Oh.
And Banner says, so avenge us. It's just that's the Tony giving him the knighting him as an Avenger moment, you know?
Yeah.
That he hasn't gotten at this point. So he's like, and then earlier in the movie, I think it's earlier in the episode, he talks about being an Avenger and he's like, yeah, I'm kind of an Avenger, talking to a Ant-Man. He's like, you're the only one left. It's like, I'm kind of an Avenger, but no, it's like Banner's an OG Avenger and he knights him as an Avenger. So avenge us. That's such a good line.
I guess Tony wouldn't have done it.
Yeah. This is all before that.
Didn't Peter say in Far From Home, I don't think I could lose another friend today?
I don't recall that.
Did he lose any friends in that movie?
Yeah, Quentin Beck.
I mean, that guy was not his friend.
He was his friend for a little bit. Maybe.
I don't know. I don't remember that being a line, but it definitely fits with the Spider-Man character across all the verses, you know?
Yeah.
Spider-Man always loses people. That's part of his, the thing that makes Spider-Man Spider-Man.
And he mentioned Uncle Ben by name, and I was like, ah!
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the first mention of Uncle Ben we've gotten, isn't it?
Right. Do we know what happened to his parents in this? Did they ever talk about it?
No.
No. Okay. I mean,
they never mentioned his parents at all.
Okay.
Or Uncle Ben. Like,
or Uncle Ben.
The first mention of Uncle Ben. Uncle Ben is now MCU canon.
Well, I
would hope so.
I think Aunt May mentioned him in Homecoming.
Oh, does she? Did
by
name?
I think they had a talk about that at the Chinese food store.
Something about his uncle or something. Yeah.
Yeah, like, I think it was more like a and with every, you know, and everything that happened after your uncle, like,
right.
I don't think she said Uncle Ben.
Right.
She just kind of left it up to the audience to know, you know, what we're talking about or what they were talking about. And I'm cool with that.
Yeah. I just thought it's nice to have it, his like name mentioned for the first time.
Oh,
I think
Metzoa 12 in chat said also a line in Shaun of the Dead. I don't think I can lose another friend today.
Oh, good point. Freaking good love film. Shaun of the Dead. Let's go watch Shaun of the Dead. Let's cancel trivia and watch Shaun of the Dead.
No trivia. We're watching Shaun of the Dead.
Freaking best.
I have one thing from the chat. Rip Quebec. I don't know how to say it. Says, if you had to pick one zombie to eat you, which zombie would you choose and why?
No thanks.
Scarlet Witch zombie, I guess.
Why?
I could see that.
Season. Y'all were just talking about how you liked her.
But like, it wouldn't be quick.
No.
It might be painful. Yeah. Because it looked like she was just absorbing them.
Mm-hmm. Well,
whichever one makes it happen the fastest. It's like,
I'm cool with being a zombie at this point. Sure.
Yeah, at this point in the apocalypse, it's just like, turn me over.
Cap, because I'd probably be like, this is how we meet, finally. Fine.
This is not the way I wanted you to eat me.
Oh.
This is not the form I thought this would take.
Y'all need to start blaming Jeff for the thirst.
Not like this. Not like this.
Not like this. Okay, I'll literally. Do I get
Oh, gosh. We would be remiss if we don't mention Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga!
So much Baba Yaga.
He didn't say it when they finally saw Scarlet Witch. Was he already? He wasn't dead yet.
No, he did.
Did he say it when he saw her?
Yeah, he saw her and he's like, Baba Yaga! And then she grabbed him.
I guess I missed it. All right. I loved that.
You were laughing too hard.
Yeah, it was very funny.
When he said the witch, I was like, oh shit, Scarlet Witch?
Mm-hmm.
And then like, Vision showed up and I was like, no! God!
So good.
I know what's happening.
Oh man, so
the
good.
The witch.
Okay, well, guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us. We are the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. I am mad that I can't talk about Shang-Chi now because we've got to go do trivia, but we'll be doing a Shang-Chi episode and a what-if feedback episode probably on Monday or so.
I think Monday, yeah.
And more Spider-Man.
We had a lot. So much to talk about still. So we'll be back real soon in your feed. Keep it on the feed. And if you want to try to win an Oculus Quest or a Nintendo Switch of your choice, you can, we're doing a review contest right now where you can give a 5-star review to any of the Stranded Panda podcasts. Just go to strandedpanda.com/contest and it's right there. All the rules and information. Basically, just say a nice thing about the network or the show on all the shows and go subscribe and give them a 5-star. That's it. And you are entered to win. And we're going to give them away at the end of the month. So every review is given in September to a Stranded Panda podcast. So, do it. Yeah. StrandedPanda.com/contest.
Baller prizes.
Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. Available everywhere you get podcasts, and now a video version streaming live on twitch.tv/strandedpandatv and available at youtube.com/strandedpanda. And if you'd like to learn more about all of our other podcasts, geeky projects, and ways to support the network, visit strandedpanda.com.